Johnson's bill is broader than Baldwin's. It would allow trained military personnel to carry privately owned handguns on all military bases, including reserve and recruitment centers. It would also repeal current regulations that prohibit soldiers from carrying their own guns. Military leaders have resisted previous moves to allow service members to carry weapons on base. Baldwin's bill focuses only on reserve and recruitment centers. It would allow the Department of Defense to assign trained, armed military police to guard these facilities. It also calls for installing bulletproof glass to protect recruiters. It's possible some combination of language from both bills will make it into the Defense Authorization Act that Congress is expected to vote on next week. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.